It's action.
Rolling. There's nothing actually rolling.
There's nothing rolling, yeah. Except your fucking eyes.
Yeah, right. Click, click, click.
What's good, you creeps?
As you can tell, unscripted.
Unscripted
podcast. Your fucking 85% of your stuff is about murder.
About murder. That's fair. Because our listeners love fucking murder. Hit them up with the Gmail.
You can send us an email with your suggestions, comments, or concerns at basedontrueeventspodcast@gmail.com.
Boom. The official clap, man. There it is. Hey. All we heard is candy wrappers at the beginning,
yeah,
like,
so, right.
Fat boys are back.
Back again.
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
It's going, man.
Is it?
Hell yeah, it's going.
What up?
I'm fucking happy, man.
Why is that?
I mean, I wasn't going to even talk about it, but
75 more days of horse shit in the media?
Yeah, but fuck, we won, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. They were saying, bye, Dan. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's so good. Man, I don't want to jinx it because I know numbnuts is still whatever, but we won that bitch. Woohoo. So that's why I'm happy.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna wait for you to stop chewing before I ask any questions. But
okay,
no,
go ahead.
Just joking.
Go ahead.
I didn't have any questions.
Okay,
I know you've just been doing what you do every Sunday, so it didn't sound like
working my dick off
basically. And I didn't get any texts like, you know, crises. What's a multiple? What's the plural of crisis? Crises. I didn't get any, you know, stressed out texts from you, so I assumed everything's good and hunky.
I was too busy.
Hunky dory.
I was too busy to send a stressed out text message.
Okay, right. Well, that's good, man. You did send me a meme, which I have decided that I'm going to talk about at the beginning of every episode. But what's the one that you just sent that I was going to mention?
I sent you the video of the lady in the fucking
house. Dude, that's
it.
That's the one. Holy hell, dude.
Where the weirdest part is where she's like, where she's still down there and he gets up for water or something.
So at first I'm like, okay, is it a paranormal video? Because I think it said something about paranormal, like in the whatever. But I was like, oh no, there's literally a lady hiding. So the video is, it's like the night camera of this dude's kitchen. And there's nothing happening, and then all of a sudden, this lady starts crawling out of what looks like some sort of,
it's like a crawl space,
attic thing. Yeah. Gets down onto the table, pulls the bench out, and then gets
really
down,
weird.
And then starts just like making some food, drinking like out of the container and shit. I think she sits down and watches TV.
Yeah, she does something, man. It's weird.
And I'm like, oh no, there's literally a lady living up there. And then all of a sudden, she like panics and dips, and this dude just walks in and pours himself something to drink. Looks like he got a snack.
So she drank out of like a container in the refrigerator, and was like the same thing he was drinking out of. It was super creepy,
dude. Just and it was creepy, and I'm trying to put myself in that situation, and I'm like, I don't know.
I'd shoot her.
What would you
immediately? If it was my house, she'd be. There would be bullet holes.
But, like, if you saw her and you saw that it was a much smaller human than you, a woman, unarmed, would you still shoot her? Or would you just say, I'm going to hold you here until the cops arrive?
So, here's the thing.
I mean, I get if she jumps out and you're scared. Like, oh, you scared me. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you. But
well, here's the thing. Like, he had set up the like, there's a backstory to that. And I know the backstory.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, wait, he knew that something was going on, but he still went down there. And I was like, did he know he, you know, had caught that?
So it's pretty like kind of like general kind of backstory. Like him and his girlfriend apparently had been like fighting over, like, you ate my leftovers or, you know,
you took the last
something
Twinkie,
stupid
bitch.
Like that. And well, one, there's other people who've had this argument, and it usually turns out it's like one of them sleepwalks and goes in and eats the food, and so they
right.
set the camera up to be like, okay, well, blah, 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 blah.
Somebody, yeah, we're going to
well,
figure this out.
Apparently, like, the threat of putting the camera up, they both, like, the boyfriend and the girlfriend were like, no, look, I swear to God, like, I'm not doing this. Like, and like, okay, I'm putting the fucking camera up because that's, you know.
We'll solve this.
We'll solve this shit. And that's when they find this video of, but so there was at least, like, the idea that something was going on.
Right, because they probably were like, okay, look, it's neither of us.
Yeah.
But so,
and she's not being super quiet. Like, the video has sound, so you can, like, hear her, like, slopping around down in the fucking...
Oh, I didn't even turn it up.
In the kitchen.
But she turned on the TV.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so are they out of town? I was like, oh, shit, she's freaking out. She hears him. She runs, and he walks in, and I'm going, did he... There's no way that they had watched that. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't just go in there and get drinks and everything knowing that she was there. No. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, imagine watching that back. Fucking, oh, dude.
Yeah. So.
Even though it didn't look like she's necessarily a harmless, she's harmless, it looks like, but, dude.
I don't know, man.
You're in my house.
It's pretty, like, brazen to, like, be living in someone's house and, like, eating their food and doing everything that she was doing. Like,
right. And then my other question was, I wonder if they know her.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, think about it, though. Like, her clothes didn't look too ratty.
No.
For everyone who can't see the fucking video.
Yeah,
well. Her, you know, she stole some girlfriend clothes.
Something.
She peed in the sink.
Did she?
Yeah, there's like a scene where like it's like blurred out. And then if you read it, it says she's peeing in my sink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like.
That's crazy.
It's super creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
So,
I was just like, oh, man.
You've never.
Now I want to know, how does it resolve? Like, what? Come on. I want to know more.
He shoots her like 3 times.
No. Fuck off.
No, I'm sure that as soon as they saw the video, they fucking called the cops and they were like, come on.
She was busted, I'm sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but,
apparently, wow. that has happened more frequently than you would imagine.
Wow.
Like, I've heard other people tell stories very similar to that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad my attic is not accessible.
Yeah.
Or there's no floor. Like, no one can live up there.
Yeah. Well, so, like, I've heard a story about where, like, it was, like, somebody's parents were out of town. It was, like, 2 15, 16-year-old kids were, like, you know, hanging out, like, we're going to party.
Party.
And there was some homeless kid in their house that came out, thought that like the family had gone on vacation or something. And it was the same scenario, had been living in the
came
attic.
Out when they were down there drinking their Mountain Dew.
Well,
like,
yeah,
party.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, like, they turn the corner and there's just like this little girl. Like,
oh, it was a little girl.
Yeah. It was like a 12 or 13 year old girl that had been living in the house in the attic. And yeah. So
there's something even creepier about, like turning the corner and there's a little girl there. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, shit, that's really fucked up and sad. And,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
So.
That would, dude, I would freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
If I own guns, you're probably right. Just out of straight up shock, I would have been probably pulling the trigger.
So.
But.
I don't know. Like, you got a little kid, so. My kid's into everything, so my guns are locked up or, you know, hidden. Like, they're not as easily accessible as they once were.
Right, right.
You know, so if I've gone through the effort to, like, I can definitely secure one of my firearms very quickly upstairs. By the way, if I'm downstairs and something breaks off, like, you are entering a world of hurt.
I'm aware.
But upstairs, if there's a reason for me to go and get a firearm, I'm probably going to be leading with gunfire as opposed to, I'm going to see what's happening.
Let me go investigate.
Yeah, let's go have a conversation. Like, nah, man. I might not shoot you in the face, but I'll shoot you in the leg.
Right.
Like, we can have a conversation with you down there.
That's right.
I'm going to be up here, but you're going to be down there.
Dude.
So.
Yeah, you sent me that, and I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, cool, a ghost video. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, people video makes it almost creepier.
Oh, way creepier. Frightening.
While we're on ghosts.
Yeah.
We're remodeling the basement, right?
Sweet.
And
something spooky.
Well, no, it's so we're remodeling the basement. While remodeling the basement, we decided to insulate the basement.
Right.
And the idea of insulating the basement is like, okay, you know. But there are times I fucking hate doing insulation. And it's decently expensive to insulate.
Right.
And there are times where you get to places and it's like, it is not, it's not easy to get the insulation in that area.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
And you're like, well, I'm not taking shit down to put insulation in and then put shit back up. You know, so there's just areas where there's like gaps. But I was sitting there and I'm doing this and I'm like, there's really only like two or three spots in the entire basement where there's like not insulation. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, think about all these ghost hunter dudes that, like, go into these houses and they're like, oh, my God, I just walked through a cold spot. What if it's just some lazy carpenter, like, contractor who is like, I'm not putting any fucking
insulation. So there's,
there's, like, a draft. And so it is colder.
They're like, but there's no windows.
Yeah, like.
It couldn't be.
I'm like, no, man. I'm trying to save some money, so I didn't fucking...
Lazy carpentry.
Lazy carpentry. I'm an example.
Well, lazy carpentry was part of the entire, what do you call it, H.H. Holmes murder castle, or whatever.
It was incompetency and lazy work.
They're like, there's like tunnels that lead nowhere.
Yeah, no, there's hallways that lead nowhere. Like
they didn't finish the fucking job.
Yeah, they put up doorways with no fucking exit because they were just like, oh, fuck, man.
Well,
the guy's coming back.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it's a creepy castle.
It's a creepy castle.
No, nah, man, he's just lazy.
Con artist. Another one.
Another.
We've done so many.
So many con artists. Yeah. We've done a lot of episodes.
We have. And we just finished up the last "You Choose, We Lose," mm-hmm. We're gonna take a little
the last of the suggestions for now.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break and throw some audibles.
Yeah, you've been hounding me about an episode. I guess I'll fucking put my.
I know
shit
it's
together.
A big one though.
It is, man, and I gotta be in the right mind space to do
right,
that episode.
Right.
Because a lot of other people besides me have tried that shit, and like that the guy who wrote the book that. I'm talking about Manson.
Right.
But the guy who wrote the book that is kind of like the crux of the conversation for me.
Right.
It started off as a week job for him, a week-long article for his newspaper, and it turned into a 30-year project and a book.
Wow.
So just to let you know, I'm not the only one who's tried and failed at this. Like
right.
To get your mind wrapped around it. It's a little difficult. There's millions of podcasts out there that have.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. And so I don't want you just to throw it together because everybody has, and I'm not dogging anyone in particular, but most people just tell the story of Manson. We know about the tape. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Manson.
Crazy Manson of the tape. And
I know,
and all the,
I know how I'm going to go about it. It's just like, I literally have to go back and reread two books. to do it, and I'm just like, I'm like, it took me a while to get through both of them the first time.
Chop chop.
Not like it didn't take me a little while to read them, it just took me like a while to like mentally get through them,
right?
And get over them. And Manson sticks with you.
Yeah.
Like I always thought he was a fucking, you know,
I don't know,
diva.
Half
I always thought he was a diva.
Well, I've never dug into Manson, so
I don't know.
I'm excited to hear it, but I do know it's a big one. So
pretty close to doing a retraction episode too.
Retraction.
Yeah, like I was wrong. My bad. So looking forward to that one.
Like you're gonna retract like I'm that you've previously said in episodes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of spoke. I talked a lot of shit, and I still stand by a lot of shit that we did in the. The ayahuasca episode, the Church of Ayahuasca episode, just because I don't like that dude.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff going on in the medical community these days that is pointing towards
Oh, right, right, right. You
hallucinogens.
Yeah, you gave me a little snippet of that after that episode.
And I actually did. I did kind of dive into that a little bit in that episode, but there's been a lot more that's kind of been thrown into the forefront of.
Okay.
So I'm all over the place these days, guys. That's my reading right. material is out there. If I'm not in quantum physics, I'm in other fucking.
That's right. Well,
shit. Hey,
look, if you want scripted podcasts, it's not.
No.
We ain't your bag.
Yeah. Now, if you guys want a book report, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. But if you like what you're hearing so far,
yeah,
go to our website.
We have a website?
We do. It's boatpodcast.com.
Boatpodcast.com. Boatpodcast.com.
Boatpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you can go and find all the links to our social media sites, and you can email us or put in your email, and we will email you back.
The newsletter, apparently, I created.
Apparently, there's a newsletter. Oh, it's got access, or it's got links to our merch
site.
Our patron site. Yeah. So that's our main hub, and that's where we want you to go.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, get at us on social media.
Get at us.
On our website.
And admittedly, I have been, because we've talked about this before, I kind of head the front on social media. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, this election thing and just...
You hadn't sent me numbers all week, and I was like, oh yeah, we're doing stuff.
I sent you the one, I was like, here are the numbers, and you're like, those aren't the numbers that I'm really looking at right now. I've just been so, I guess, engulfed in it.
Yeah. And I think most of...
The United country, right.
Let's be... Most of the first world countries are highly invested in what's happening in our country right now. They're like, they got a fuckload of guns and military, and it's just off the rails there.
Yeah. Well, this is, I think, when they made the call, you know, 46th president, and people started celebrating, they weren't only celebrating in America.
No.
What does that say about, you know, so... But I'm glad that, well, it's not really over, but, you know, I'm ready to get back in and start being more active on social media, and hopefully you guys interact back. I mean, that's where kind of we were going with that, I think.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I wasn't going.
That's anywhere. Where I was going.
I never know what I'm... Yeah. I start a sentence, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's about to come out of my mouth.
Words. Yeah.
I don't know what's about to happen.
Oh, well, speaking of not knowing what's about to happen, we are going to do something...
A wee bit different.
This is our what did I pitch you? Our big ass alien episode,
I guess,
or something.
Yeah, we're only doing aliens with big asses in this episode.
That's it. That is all that we're going to be covering.
Just the large posterior aliens,
right? And in
you got a narrow ass. We ain't in it.
Sorry, alien, ETs. Okay, so. In theory, this is going to be a two-parter. We'll see what happens.
Hey.
But I'm excited to talk about aliens because I...
By the way, this episode was pitched to me an hour and a half before we decided to sit down to record, so...
Yeah, well...
Enjoy.
I felt pretty...
Enjoy my lack of preparity.
Well, I felt pretty confident in the amount of alien knowledge you just know... On a, you know, just
on a
because,
given day,
yeah,
on a given day.
I was like, I'm not even worried about this at all. Yeah. You've probably been like, I've been dying to talk about that.
I can just spew my brain for a little bit.
Right. Well, I've got a couple of really good suggestions lately, but they're really dark, and I've just been
in a good mood,
and I'm like, let's do something fun. Yeah. Last episode was really fun.
It was. It was not a fun subject.
No, it wasn't.
But we just had fun with it.
It was. And
we had fun with it.
Yeah, it was fun. And so I figured, let's talk about aliens. What's more fun than that?
Okay.
I mean, out of all of the topics that we've done to date, mm-hmm. Bigfoot was fun for me. I think you hated it. But aliens have been...
Bigfoot,
right. But aliens have been... I almost wanted to throw out Loch Ness Monster, and I was like, dude, you're just going to like cringe.
I really like time travel. I liked the first civilization.
Mm-hmm.
I liked walking you blindly into the Stanley Kubrick episode. That was fun.
The Toynbee Tiles.
The Toynbee Tiles. Yeah.
No, we've done some fun ones, but aliens for some reason for me
they sit there, man.
Yeah, and it's fun. So I'm gonna start with some.
Let me stop you because I'm going to do my episode first.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, I would have let you, but
yeah, I know. You're like, oh.
I was like, dude, I had it all like mapped out.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I just wanted to shit on it. They'd just be like, so in.
Well, this is not going to be as planned.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah. What's new? All right. So I'm gonna jump into a story that I came across. And
do you want me to just sit here and enjoy my coffee?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just shut up. Okay. I'm gonna shut my mic off.
No, please don't. I've done a few. I think we talked about it before. I was like, so guess that wasn't funny to you. Like, I got no response out of you. I'm like, all right. Crickets. This is making it real hard to do my bit over here.
That's what made it so hard about Zoom. You're like, okay, either he doesn't think this is funny, he didn't hear me, or he's been disconnected.
Right. All three. That was hard because you couldn't talk at the same time. Couldn't make little sly remarks because it would just cut one of the other.
Yeah.
So anyway. So when we did, was it my Men in Black episode, I think? I ended up doing a little bit on alien abduction.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to dig around with some cool alien stories, and you know, you touched on it on the episode.
Gross.
You touched it. Gross. But on the 2020 breakdown, I forget what you called that episode.
The 2020 check-in.
Yeah, like you touched on some recent alien proof. Is that fair?
Yeah.
The government basically admitted to knowing certain things and whatever.
And having certain things.
So I got super excited ever since then, but we've never really gone back and talked about it.
Okay.
So as I'm doing some research, I came across this story, and I figured I'd start with it.
Is it a true story?
It is.
Okay.
I'm going to read a little article from the Washington Post. The title of it is, "The men claimed they were abducted by aliens. In Mississippi, police believed them." All right. So I think I can't remember if I mentioned this in that episode. That's why I was talking about the Men in Black episode, but I just barely skimmed across it.
Yeah.
You didn't even call me out on that shit.
No, you told me not to say anything. I'm enjoying my coffee. I'm having some candy.
Please chime in. It's really weird if you don't like correct my grammar. Okay. Like, well, are you okay? Feeling all right?
Are you feeling okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah. So what is certain about the night of October 11th, 1973 is this. When Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker Jr. arrived at the sheriff's department in Pascagoula, Mississippi, they were frantic. They told authorities they had just been abducted by aliens. Each had a puncture wound in one arm.
Meth.
Immediately. Police tried to catch them in a lie, but it didn't work. Both men later passed polygraph tests. On Saturday, the riverbank where the men said the close encounter happened got a historical marker, calling it one of the best documented cases of alien abduction.
Why did you throw quotes in there?
Because that's literally in quotations. They're calling it the best documented.
Okay.
After decades of avoiding media attention, Parker was there for the dedication. Hickson died in 2011. So this article was written June 26, 2019. So, getting rowdy over there. One of the oldest guy passed away in 2011. The youngest gentleman was 19 when that happened. And so he is, I don't actually know how old he is, but 40-something years later, he's told his family about that. So he kept this shit to himself the entire time. And the reason this article was written is because they just came across the audio recordings of the two men telling the police. Like, the cops recorded their whole conversation, and so they released it. I was going to play a little bit, but you can't hardly hear anything.
I'm good without it.
I know, but there's a reason I like this article, or this story, excuse me. There's so many alien abduction stories. Yeah.
I thought there was like two.
2 million, dude. There's tons of them, but some are so hokey. You know, it's... anyway.
Even if they're true, you're like...
Come on.
You're like, right. I mean, I get it.
Oh, you got paid.
Like...
All right.
Well,
okay, you're writing a book.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's always something. This one, I don't know why to me, there's no fucking reason to make this up, especially in Mississippi. These are some good old boys, and they weren't going to be bragging to their friends about being abducted.
They obviously, the dude didn't tell his family.
I know. So in 1973, this is the story. In 1973, Hickson was Parker's foreman at a shipyard. The two had gone fishing after work at an abandoned boat launch and were still there after the sun went down. I was just getting ready to get some more bait, Hickson told the Washington Post in 1975, when I heard a kind of zipping sound. I looked up and saw a blue flashing light. Calvin turned around too. We saw a 30-foot-long object with a little dome on top. As it hovered just above the ground, three small creatures emerged, also hovering, he said. The men were suddenly paralyzed. The creatures grabbed them with pincher-type claws and pulled them toward the object, he said. I floated inside, Parker told the Biloxi Sun-Herald.
Biloxi.
It's B-I-L-O-X-I.
It's Biloxi.
Still Biloxi. Sun-Herald in 2000. Now you fucking chime in. All right. Hickson said...
I'm done with my candy.
That's fair. Hickson said they were subjected to a physical examination by something that looked like a big eye, a constant mechanical sound buzzing the whole time. And then they were dropped off right back in the dark delta where they started. Hickson found Parker standing up, arms raised to the sky and screaming, he told the Post. They ran for help. At first, sheriff's investigators thought the men had been drunk or lying. After interviewing the men, they left the room with a recorder secretly taping, hoping to catch the pair dropping the act once they left. But they didn't. They kept on talking about what they had seen and how scared they were. We did everything we knew to try to break their stories, Jackson County Sheriff's Captain Glenn Ryder told the Post in 1975, if they were lying to me, they should be in Hollywood. Overnight, it was national news. There were news conferences and cameras thrust in the still stunned faces. A UFO investigator from Northwestern University flew down and said their story checked out. How the fuck does it check out?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Skeptics called them liars or said Hickson had an episode of sleep paralysis with hypnagogic, all right, sorry about that, hallucinations, while Parker was highly suggestible. Believers flooded into Pascagoula by the thousands, wrapped in aluminum foil and sitting all night on the hoods of their cars waiting for visitors from another world.
This is my favorite piece of this story so far, is the aluminum foil. Dude, if you've mastered interdimensional travel or... intergalactic travel. Why is aluminum foil?
That's going to be the communicating key.
Well, why is that the thing that can keep you out?
Oh, that's what it's supposed to be, protective. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Like
don't let them get into your brain.
Yeah,
isn't that what it is?
Yeah, why is that the
aluminum
thing?
Foil? The thing. Where did I wonder where that came about? Actually,
yeah,
I may Google that.
I've always been like, why do these tinfoil hats and it's aluminum foil hat people.
I've never even thought about it because it's in every movie. Yeah. It's always referenced.
Yeah.
Weird.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
That we figured out as humans is the only thing that's protected.
We cracked it. We're ahead of our time. Hickson was 42 at the time and was well known in the community, so perhaps he felt more able to handle the media crush. He recounted the experience to anyone who would listen. He went on Johnny Carson and Dick Cavett. He published a book in 1983. Hold on. I did not even realize that Hickson is the guy that died. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize Hickson had told the story. I'd only heard Parker's
side of it.
Right here. Parker, on the other hand, was 18 or 19 when it happened. He had just arrived in Pascagoula from an even smaller town and had planned to earn some money. He told the media he had passed out at the beginning of the whole affair and couldn't remember what happened. That was the only lie he told, he said to the Sun-Herald in 2018. In fact, he did remember what happened and was so afraid that aliens had infected him with something that when he got home from the sheriff's department, he took a bath in bleach. Within a few weeks, he skipped town. He got married and picked up work in the oil fields. If someone at a job recognized him, he would quit. If Hickson was trying to get rich from the story, it didn't work. Parker told the Sun-Herald that before Hickson's death in 2011, he occasionally paid the older man's electric bill. Wow. Parker, now in his 60s, slowly came out of hiding in the recent years and in 2018 published a book of his own. I didn't know that either. That changes my theory a little bit. In March, as the city was discussing plans for the marker, new witnesses emerged. Well, I'm not going to. They ended up putting up a plaque and saying this is the, well, what I read at the beginning. One of the best documented alien abduction sites. Like, I don't know if that's, not a lot going on in this town, apparently.
Well, yeah. But also, like, isn't the one that, anyway, sorry.
One of them, Maria Blair, told the story is very true. That's what has bothered me for 45 years. It's been on my mind for 45 years. So,
real bright,
just listen to this part right here.
Appeared all over us, and it kind of blinded me for a second. And when I got my vision back, I seen three bulky-looking creatures coming toward us.
This is Parker.
Parker will tell you, because of this night, he spent the last 45 years in hiding, scared to face the.
I'm only going to play this minute. It's like 30 seconds or something, but.
We'll get up and go to work in the morning. Nobody will never know, and they won't make us out to be idiots.
But
idiots.
After suffering a stroke and having two open-heart surgeries, in a rare interview, Parker is recounting to me the night that changed his life.
And we pulled up, and I noticed there was posted signs there. And I said, Charlie, you know, maybe we don't need to go fishing here. He said, no, that's fine. And that's when I noticed some blue hazy lights reflecting coming across from my back out across the water. So I stood up thinking that I was going to go to jail for trespassing.
Just north of where Ingalls Shipyard now sits, Parker and his fishing buddy, 42-year-old Charles Hickson, would do anything but fish that night.
I seen three bulky-looking creatures coming toward us, and they was probably four and a half, 5 foot tall. They built like football players, but I noticed they kind of moved mechanical-wise, and they was floating off the ground. By the time we stood up and turned around, they was there on us all at one time. So two of them got a hold of Charlie, one of them got a hold of myself, and instantly, I felt like that. I just got relaxed.
Parker claims he and Hickson were levitated into the spacecraft.
There was an examination room, what I call it. And the old big ugly creature that brought me in, he took me and laid me on an examination table. And he just backed up out of the way. I couldn't move or anything. All I could do was look. And there was something about the size of a deck of cards that came out of the ceiling, and it hoovered about a foot in front of my eyes.
Hoovered.
And then it went to the right side of my head, and it clicked, went behind my head, and it clicked, went to the left side of my head and clicked, and then straight to the front, and then it shot back up in the ceiling. And that's when I noticed some kind of little ruffling noise, and this more feminine-looking creature came out. She looked completely different than the what I call the robot, because he moved like a robot, just mechanical-wise. She looked kind of feminine-looking and had fingers, regular fingers, and all come over and pinched me on side the cheek. And then she took her finger and run down my throat and got behind that little thing that hangs down back there and tried to come up my nasal cavity. And that was when it started hurting, and I started choking, and I got scared. And she just kind of telepathically told me, you know, don't be afraid. We're not going to hurt you.
And with those words, Parker so, says the alien.
I forgot it was that long. I forgot I started kind of at the beginning. But that thing in the back of the.
What's that called?
Your tonsils? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the little dangling thing. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's not your tonsils.
What is it?
I gotta fucking look this up. Well, I'm like...
Well, so, okay. So, anyway. Well, no, yeah, of course that's not your tonsils. No, I thought it was. Well, good thing I don't do that for a living.
No.
But so, okay.
Uvula.
Uvula, yeah. So, well, first thoughts after hearing... That feller.
I don't know, man. So I'm trying to take a higher road with talking shit about these people because, like, I mean, you don't, like, we don't know.
No, right.
But, however, I mean, it doesn't match any of the your general
right
abduction stories.
So I watched a little bit more of that documentary, and they interviewed the police and everything, and they were like, "I believe them boys."
Yeah, well,
and it's like, okay, so what could it have possibly been? I don't think that they're making it up. I don't think that guy's making it up. I think that he thinks that that stuff happened. Mm-hmm. What's the?
I'm not saying it didn't.
That well, no, I know, right? So that's why
he ain't a great storyteller.
Well, no, but that's what makes me like go, okay, right. It makes it more believable for me that I'm like, this dude's not really trying to impress people. Like, he wasn't trying to get rich. I just, that part about, though, that I said it changed it is, well, he wrote a book.
Yeah, well.
And I'm like,
I mean,
is he, you know, maybe is he trying to sell, I don't know.
Well, I mean, touche.
So maybe.
If he is, like, all right, so first off, if he was... as the story goes, if him and Hickson,
I think, yeah,
pulled off this caper, it's not like either one of them, obviously, are super rich off of it.
No,
but
right.
They also did a convincing enough job to fool law enforcement and anybody else who would listen.
Yeah, the polygraph thing, I don't really... I feel like if you're calm enough, I've never taken one, but I just,
yeah,
I assume they're beatable.
Well, I mean, but I don't know.
To me, it's a strange.
It's a strange story.
That guy's telling the story, you know, and the whole.
It's also 40 years removed when he's telling the story back.
Fair enough. Right.
Time can fog a glass pretty
sure.
Well.
Yeah, for sure.
But
so.
I don't know.
Well,
I feel like if you get diddled by an alien, that probably leaves a pretty lasting mark on the old memory.
I'd probably remember that one.
Unless they Men in Black your brain.
That's true. But it sounds like, no, this dude really got freaked out, according to him, and he just, like, literally kind of lost his shit and just went about and tried to just live his life, and then he's, I don't know why he's bringing it back up at the end, but... Towards the end of his life, I should say, but
maybe he just needs to get rid of it, man.
Well, I hate to say it. It's like all of a sudden I read that one sentence. He wrote a book. I'm like, oh, damn it.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, maybe that's part of it. Maybe he's like, dude, I got to fucking tell this story because maybe there's other people out there that need to fucking hear it. But also, maybe it's a piece like, man, I think my kids need to know this, or like their kids need to know this, you know?
Well, yeah.
I will say that I do find that one of the most common traits that is almost always like in the alien abduction recipe seems to be like, I mean, they're not taking Einstein's, you know, they're not
right.
They're not. I mean, I'm not talking shit. This guy could be quick as a fucking lightning bolt before he had a stroke and two heart attacks.
Yeah,
but they always go to like swamp gas, Mississippi,
BFE,
and take two rednecks drinking moonshine. Or I'm really like dumbing that down.
But no, I know,
I mean, they go to like the outback and grab like three people, or you right. know.
They're Why not, wouldn't they take, like, the president
yeah.
or take somebody of, you know?
What to me, what it has always sounded like to me is, like, when you have, like, marine biologists who go and yank a great white out of the water and tag it and drop it back in the water, and then they like, fuck, man, I can stay in San Diego and track the right. great white wherever it goes, and I don't have to leave my fucking couch.
Why are we going and
like
our aliens?
Yeah,
advanced life forms going. I get.
Like they can come down here and like tag like seven of us and like, man, this guy keeps fucking his cousin. Like, that's all
not,
he does.
Not much to watch.
Yeah. So like, I mean, that's
you.
The way it always. It always seems like a science experiment to me, not like we're here to impart anything of interest.
Well, we have both talked about our theories on
have we?
Aliens coming down. Yeah, because you gave me your ant analogy, and
yeah, I think that one stuck with you.
It did, because it made total sense. It was a great analogy.
Yeah,
I mean, we're beneath them. Why? If they wanted to fucking study us, they could, you know. Yeah. If they want to be seen, they will. If they don't, they won't.
Yeah.
But I just, there's something about alien abduction stories that are, I hate to say it because I've read a few where it's like these people are like really like, I'm traumatized. And I'm like, but it's to me, I call BS on almost all of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Alien abduction. The stories
even
that have
now,
been.
Even now, in 2020, and the CIA has come out and said, we've got their ship. We got them.
No.
We found this shit.
I think alien abductions have happened. I 100% believe in aliens, but I think that they could abduct you and you would not think it's anything other than a bad dream.
Well, a lot of times it's probably.
And I don't, every time, like, so the next one that I was going to bring to the table, like, that dude said they were like robots with pinchers. I'm yeah. like, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has a different, you know what I mean? And it's yeah. like, I don't buy the stories, not that alien abductions have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said.
Okay. Well, here's an interesting point of reference.
All right.
Okay. So if you were to take a human being,
mm-hmm.
okay, and from, you know, let's say Ireland, okay, and then compare that human being to someone from China,
mm-hmm.
and then compare both of those human beings to someone from Africa, we would know that they're all humans. To an outside observer, they may be viewed as very different than all the same species. You know? So the idea being, like, maybe it's just misinterpreted of the same.
Yeah, because humans are all shaped different and yeah. obviously different color skin.
Right.
And different accents, mm-hmm. different languages.
Yeah. And a plane, one of our planes from the United States wrecks, and you go in there and it's got all these weird writing in there. Okay. That, like, we understand it.
Right.
I mean, and some of it we don't understand.
Right.
Because it's like above us, and, engineering or whatever. But if you were to see a Russian plane land and you're like, well, I don't understand what any of those fucking symbols mean.
Right.
I mean, I know it's UFO. Writing. And, you know, so.
Interesting.
I mean, just words. Food for thought.
Interesting. I never thought about that before, just humans being so physically different.
Mm-hmm.
Pinchers, though?
Hey, man.
I'm just saying. Like,
a human who can't walk anymore has wheels.
Fucking A. Good point.
You know?
Touche. Yeah, good point.
You can't see so great, so you wear them little thingies on your facey. He's got these shiny eyes.
He's got these weird, shiny, really big eyes.
Really shiny, big eyes.
Dude, good point.
Some of them have hair. Some of them don't.
And you're fucking scared. So, yeah. You know.
And you put me and you next to somebody, they're going to be like, look at the feminine one. And look at the creepy beast-looking yeah. man.
Wow. Okay, so I'd like to retract my statement right here, currently, during this episode. That's a fucking really valid point, though.
So, I mean.
You're so smart. That's good, though. I won't spend too much time on this guy.
this guy?
Because this is one that is just, first of all, this topic or this article was like metro.co.uk and the at the very top it says warning graphic alien nudity, and I was like, well, of course I'm gonna keep reading.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Clickbait.
Yeah, basically an artist has claimed that he lost his virginity to an alien woman called Crescent.
Next.
Yet sparking a lifetime of unbridled extraterrestrial intercourse. So I will definitely summarize. This dude says he has fathered several half-human, half-alien children and has shown off a painting with alien women holding up weird hybrid babies he claims are his.
Is he a looker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tens across the board. No, he is a fairly average, normal-looking gentleman who draws very... But here's the thing, and I'll describe it. Maybe I'll post an image, because this is hilarious. But he paints this crescent alien woman who has an alien face, but...
Everything else is
everything human. Else is completely human. You can understand why I didn't go digging on this guy.
I immediately said pass.
I was like, yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have either.
And so this is the type of, when I'm doing research, this is the type of story that usually is very easy to find. Mm-hmm. And so I had to do a little bit of digging to find the last one that I did that I was like, okay, so this guy didn't seem like he had a lot to gain. He wasn't going around choking, you know, that's why I was like, I liked that story. It was more believable to me.
Right.
This dude's pretty out there. I asked my wife at dinner tonight, I said, do you believe in aliens? And are that's a whole long conversation, but I said, are there a lot of alien or UFO sightings in China? Or, you know, alien abduction stories? Is that something common? She's like, never heard of one. I said, interesting. She goes, yeah, you Americans love that stuff. And I was like, that's so weird that it's not... The only Chinese, and I was searching for it because this was, I was going to go a way of like trying to do alien abductions.
There's actually some really cool stories out of China.
No, there is. And I found some. I also found the one that was a lumberjack who was literally busted for making up the story, trying to sell it to get his family out of his like really poor, you know. Yeah. So every story that I ended up finding was like they were trying to gain from it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which was fairly common. But it's not as common as in America.
Like,
where there's...
Not to have this conversation, yeah. But I feel like it is a very much a different kind of, like, society where that kind of thing, if it were to happen, would be immediately snuffed out and anybody...
Oh, from the government.
Yeah, the government would immediately, like... close that off, and anybody right. who was
well, I immediately thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I mean, but like, there's just also so many people in China, and it's like they don't.
But they, if they don't talk know. About it,
right?
You know, I mean, there's, I mean, I don't know.
Well, they're not going to get rich like in America off of a story. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they don't have that sort of. They don't have that kind of thing to gain.
Right.
You can't get rich quick.
That is a very interesting point. That is a very interesting point because I would feel like if UFOs were a common occurrence type of thing,
mm-hmm.
that it would be fairly similar across the board and no one area would really net you a bigger result than another. Like it would be like, oh, we're gonna go here, or then everybody's seen
if we're
it.
Aliens, we're trying to,
and it would be a similar story.
Yeah, across the board,
across
right?
Across the board.
Which is why, like, okay, so in America, there's hundreds of these stories, but why are they all the same type of person? You know what I mean? Like you just talked about it, and you know, she says, well, now I guess technically they have, I have seen before. Like where somebody sees something outside and they take a photo of it and they put it on social media. She's like, but it always ends up being, you know, like the blimp. Like we just had that thing. Like that happens all the time here. But I 100% would agree that if it's something super made, very, like the government's quite possibly going to shut that up, close the doors.
Yeah.
No, and that's fair.
And if you're looking in the sky in China and you're like, oh, you know, they can be like, it's, you know, a new plane or something and shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know.
Like, there's literally, I couldn't find a single alien abduction story that was...
From China.
From China that was questioned as being possibly real.
Yeah.
Like, that one that I just told you, the very first one, not the alien, the alien fucker, not that dude.
Yeah.
The first one, like... There are people who are going, no, that's real. That's legit. I couldn't find one of those about a Chinese story.
I feel like that is really culture-based.
And it very well could be. You might be right.
But,
I'm just...
But, I mean, you almost have to turn... Like, okay, so similar, like, tight-knit government when it comes to, you know, loose lips sink ships kind of conversation would be Russia. And you get all sorts of weird shit happening in Russia, man. And
it's true.
That stuff makes it out. Like, you hear those fucking stories, man.
Yeah, you do.
So,
I don't know.
One of the most well-documented, two really well-documented, like, alien kind of things is the Tunguska fucking anomaly that happened, like, in 1917 or some shit. And they think it was, you know, there's been a lot of conjecture where it's like over fucking Siberia. There was like an explosion, and it's like, so your UFO hunters all think it was like a fucking UFO that blew up.
Okay.
And it, cause it literally like had the power to level like all this entire forest. And like there's like, they go in and take core samples of trees and the land, and it shows that this happened, and they can show, they see the epicenter, but there's literally nothing.
There's no ship or no scraps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the idea is that in 1917 that this happened, and then the Russian government like pulled it out and have kind of been fucking with it for a while, and then more and more technology comes along, and then they get more shit. Because, I mean, Russia's got a lot of fucking land.
Right.
But the other thing was, I think we had that conversation of the hikers in Russia.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I don't know that one. I feel like we came up with a little bit better of an answer.
I think you solved it. You cracked that one, too.
I think we came up with a little better answer.
That was not aliens. Right, exactly. So. Well, and so, you know, and I'm thinking, I mean, the government thing, it's very, that's a really probable answer.
Yeah.
To why there's not as many stories, but there's twice as many people. Yeah. So you would think more happenings, more people, more witnesses. You know what I mean? I just don't understand. The only thing that I could think of is exactly what you said, is that maybe they're covering stuff up.
Yeah.
But again, what you said this so many times, why? What are you covering up? Like, what's the fucking, I know China's a little different. They don't want, that's a whole different conversation, but like in America, why is the government hiding? Because they don't think we can handle it. It's going to be mass pandemonium. Like,
I really, so the answer to the United States anyway,
right,
is not so much that they don't think that we could handle it.
Mm-hmm. We civilians.
I think the argument really boils down to more of how can they justify $800 trillion on military,
right,
and stuff can pop in and out of our airspace and we have no control over it. We can't stop it. We can't fucking do anything about it. You know what, like, how do they justify that paycheck? You know, if they can't if they can't secure our borders, they can't make human, you know, the populace say, oh, we're safe from,
feel safe
from other humans,
right,
or aliens, then, you know, it makes them look less powerful than they actually are.
That's fair, yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of an argument. Like, what's to stop a billion Chinese people from turning on the government if they're like, well, wait a minute, like, aliens are here. Like, why are you the dude who's in charge? The aliens are here, bro.
Right.
So we're just going to come to your house and pull you out of bed.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. Oh, did you kill 500 or 600 of us? 5 or 6,000 of us with your tank?
Right.
Well, we're still coming into the house.
There's also a huge cultural difference of in China, because, you know, I've said it before, I lived there for 2 years. People just go about their day. They mind their own business. They're just busy living their own life. They don't give a shit about anything else. Yeah. Americans, we're nosy as fuck.
Yeah.
We want to know what all the neighbors are doing, what's going on. You know what I mean?
And we're
going
to tell you what's wrong about what it is that you
absolutely
are doing, which
so,
is sad.
Some people may be like, dude, did you hear about the 2 villages over the dude saw an alien?
Yeah.
I got to work, dude. I'm fucking
good. Get on my fucking way.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? It could just be...
Yeah.
Again, cultural differences, but you're right. You would think that if aliens were coming down and scoping us out, they wouldn't just be looking at America.
And maybe they're not. Maybe they're not.
I mean, there are alien sightings clearly all over the world. Brazil recently, I think, was the biggest
Brazil
one, right?
Brazil was a big one, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of alien abduction stories from America, and they all kind of have the same tale. Same things happen.
Yeah,
you just said it. So,
sorry, did I steal your thunder?
No. I'm agreeing with you.
You want to have a lot of fun? Read the stories about Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me stories about Valiant Thor?
I can.
You want to save it for part two?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to tell it during part two.
Okay.
But I mean, it's interesting. He's a guy I don't remember exactly where you can find. There's like apparently like pictures of this dude.
Valiant Thor.
Yeah. And he was supposedly. The rumor was that he was a visitor from an extraterrestrial planet that came to the Pentagon to warn humanity about the use of nuclear weapons as and he, basically he said if you need to stop on using these, and Eisenhower decided that he was going to use them, or Truman, one of the presidents at the time decided that he was going to go against what was basically the line in the sand that was drawn by this alien guy.
Wow. It says a man from Venus visited the Pentagon.
Yeah. And there's,
interesting.
There's like papers and stuff like written, like this guy, like some of the FOIA requests, it's got like names and shit. And like this guy's name will show up in some of these papers that
there's a ton on him.
Yeah.
I just Googled it. There's also
a band. Yeah. There's a band I was actually going to do a whole episode on that guy at one point early in the podcast.
Interesting.
But no, he like literally like the biography of this guy is he is an alien who came to the United States and was here for a period of time and was supposedly like working with the Pentagon and working with the United States government.
Wow.
And at some point the government was like, no, we're going to go on our own way.
No, we're good.
And hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks.
And so, you know, the argument was, did that maybe get us pulled out of the you know, galactic stage for some period of time because we refused to.
Because we didn't listen.
We didn't play ball.
We didn't want to play well with others. Wow. I've never heard of him. But just by Googling just briefly, I'm like, holy shit. Well, right, but that's awesome.
I mean.
Because I wish you would do an entire episode, although you just kind of summarized it.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Hence why I didn't do a whole episode.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, there is a ton.
There's pictures of that guy.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like pictures of him like, with like, and okay, Photoshop exists and like stuff like that. And there, like, he looks human,
right,
in the pictures that I've seen or whatever. But there's like pictures, supposedly this Valiant Thor guy, like there's pictures of him with like pretty high up people in the United States government.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So
he's like literally shaking hands with Nixon.
Yeah. So
he's a dapper gentleman.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be.
If you can pick your own skin.
Yeah.
Might as well give me the fugly one.
Yeah. I want to be really weird looking. What do you got in the weird looking debate?
Weird department? Category.
I want people to go. when I walk into a room.
That's amazing.
No, man. Like, I mean, if that really makes sense, though. Like, if you're going to come to us from another planet and you can kind of adjust how you look, you're not going to want to be creepy looking.
Right.
You're going to want to be like people, put people at ease when they see you.
But then again, if they've only come to America and gone to like Mississippi,
yeah,
they're like, God damn it. Oh, you know, they responded very different to me, differently when I went up to New York. And
yeah. Yeah. So. But
kept calling me cousin fucker. I didn't really understand what that meant.
Valiant Thor, man.
Well, I think it's a good stopping point for part one.
Did we do two abductions?
I think we're going to do... What's that?
Did we do two abductions?
Well, we ended up talking about the first one and BSing a lot. We only did one. I'm not even counting the other guy.
The alien fucker.
There's a handful of, like, I'll just give you the quick rundown of, I don't know if you've heard of any of them. I don't think you've researched alien abductions, but the one that kept popping up was Antonio Villa Boas, maybe B-O-A-S, October 15th, 1957. There was an alien hybrid female. This was in Brazil. He was a farmer plowing his fields one day in 57 when he claimed to see an object in the sky, purple lights. A humanoid creature descended onto or brought Boaz onto the aircraft and subjected him to medical examinations. Things got really weird after that. The aliens, he claimed, rubbed a strange Viagra-like gel all over his body. A beautiful blonde woman soon appeared. Feeling an instant attraction to her, they had sex several times. Afterwards, Boaz said in an interview, "She turned to me, pointed to her belly, and smilingly pointed to the sky before leaving." He took it to mean that she was now pregnant, was going to return to her own planet to raise his baby. There was about 20 that I went through where they had said that they had impregnated. And I'm like, huh.
I feel like that's every other country but the United States. In the United States, the typical...
is not impregnated. You're right.
Plot of the...
You just said this about the last guy.
Yeah, the typical plot is it's very clinical, it's very scary, it's, you know, but maybe we're the feral, maybe we're like the pit bull of the human race, and they're like, look, we just got to get what we're here to get and then fucking drop them back off in feral Mississippi.
Or they're like, we don't really want to procreate with you.
Yeah, like, or maybe we do. Maybe we need like the fucking junkyard dog, but right. Like we just don't want to fuck you.
We just don't want to fuck you. Well, stop going to Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe so. If you had found somebody looking like fucking Thor.
Yeah. So maybe they're like, we're gonna go get us a Latin lover.
Right. We're going to Brazil.
We're gonna go to the countries without guns.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and like because in America, like we got to get in, use the pinchers. Pull them out of the swamp, get what we need, and get the fuck out.
That's so funny. Yeah, and there every I looked at a bunch of lists, and all of them were, you're right. Michigan, let's see, reportedly. Oh, wait, this Michigan one, this is the only one that I've ever seen, actually, that, no, she was panicked, confused, and thought she had been drugged and raped, but couldn't remember details, but there was no signs of it. All she had was burn marks. So, no, you're right. Dude, again, no impregnation.
Yeah, like Fire in the Sky, the one about the loggers where the guy gets pulled up into the... His yeah. thing is all clinical. Like,
you're right. It's always down. There's, and like fucking, they're doing tests.
They're doing tests and shit. And then if other countries, I feel like it's everybody's getting laid.
Everybody's getting raped and shit. God, everybody's getting laid. That's so much nicer to say. Oh, like it was a choice. Like, well, I mean, technically...
They rubbed me in Viagra, but she came out and she looked pretty good.
I mean, technically, if I'm going to be abducted...
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And I have my options. I guess give me the blonde and the Viagra lotion. And
yeah. Here in America, they tie the pit bull to the fucking table.
Probe them with a...
I'm going to hook you in the nose.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's never a, except for the dude that was painting about his crescent lover or whatever, there's very few like pleasant alien abduction stories. Yeah. It's always very fearful. So, well, the thing is that I didn't.
But maybe that's what we bring to it.
What do you mean?
Like maybe it's our fear of the aliens and of the abduction scenario and the fight and the, we can't. Fucking
the defenses up.
The defenses are up. Maybe that's what skews it. Maybe they're in our brain like, okay, you need to fucking chill out and we're just gonna pull you up here and suck you off. But you're like,
if you would just relax,
he won't fucking chill out, man. Can you just put the fucking thing in and we can get the fuck out of here?
Let's go, this dude.
And like everywhere else they're like, we're gonna rub you with the Viagra jelly.
hey, nice to meet
and
you.
Suck you off.
Right.
8 or 9 times. And then we're going to go about our way.
Oh, we really need to reconsider.
We got to stop at the Thorntons on the way home, pick up some gas. But, I mean, if you want to knock the bottom out of Blondie over there, it's like,
hey.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Yeah. We need to be a little more open-minded when it comes to alien abductions.
I guess.
In America.
Maybe we don't. I mean, I'm just saying, like, maybe it is what we bring to the table.
Right.
That makes it the rapey.
Interesting.
Fucking scenario. I don't know.
But no, you bring up a good point that in America, the stories are for the most part.
A, B, C.
Kind of the same thing. Yeah. Very good point. Interesting. Well, next time on.
Yeah, tune in next week for Eric's version of Aliens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I honestly didn't think we were going to talk about alien abductions this entire first part of the episode, but I mean, first of all, anytime we talk about aliens, we just
talk.
We have to cut ourselves off.
Yeah.
But you brought up some really good points, and, well, you've already made me, like, change my way of thinking. Like,
sorry.
No, it was good. You brought up the valid point. I was like, well, I redacted.
Redacted. Heavily redacted.
Heavily redacted.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, yeah. So we're gonna
Valiant Thor.
We're gonna say stay tuned for part two.
Stay tuned for good shit.
Good shit, possibly. I don't know.
We'll see if mine's any good.
We're gonna talk about aliens some more.
Next week, aliens again, part two.
All right. See you then.
Later.